Okay, I'm back. And everybody happy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, let's tell you what, it's really getting slow here. I got myself while I was at the PX today, I got myself a short timers calendar. And it's a Playboy calendar, of course. And as of right now, the 1 January 1971, I've got 324 days left. So you consider that I spend a week on R&R, which will take about at least a week and a half counting in processing and out processing. 2 weeks leave, plus the out processing I have to go through, which is 3 days. I might be able to get rid of 30 more days there, and I won't even be bothered with in-country type. You know, I'll be either en route to the U.S. or back to the U.S. or at the U.S. and out processing. So I really got under 300, you know, days in the XA, you know, in the war zone here. So that's not too bad, I guess. But 324 sound like a big number, but it's better than 365, like when I got over here. And anyway, what else did I buy today? Let's see. I guess I really didn't buy much of anything. I've been reading here. I thought maybe I'd take this opportunity to increase my education. And I picked up an old saying. I don't remember who said it, or I read it someplace, but I don't remember who it was authored by. But I took it to heart. And the saying is this: a man who can read and doesn't has no advantage over a man who can't read. So since I can read, and since I haven't been doing too much reading, I decided to start reading again. So at least I could have some sort of advantage over somebody that's so-called illiterate. And I've been reading, I picked up a book today. I've heard a lot about, you know, Ernest Hemingway, you know, and he's supposed to be real good and all that, but it seems to me these people that are famous are on these college book lists, and you know the kind of authors I'm talking about, Hemingway and Tolstoy and just people that are famous, you know. It seems to me that they have some real art or background to them. I'm afraid to read their material because it's, I would think it's too dense or whatever, you know. But one time back in school, I guess, or one time anyway, I started reading John Steinbeck, and he's one of these authors I'm talking about. But his books are actually excellent, and I enjoyed reading them. But there's always this fear, you know, I don't know what it is. It's like going to an opera and just knowing you're not going to enjoy it because it is an art form or whatever. But anyway, I picked up Ernest Hemingway, so I've been avoiding him for years, and I finally got down and picked him up. And I read, it's sort of an autobiography. It's called The Movable Feast. And it's about his days when back in the 20s when he was living in Europe with his first wife, Hadley. And it's kind of a biography, but his style is excellent, in my opinion. I really, really enjoyed reading the book, and I finished it in about a day. So now I've picked up another one by Ernest Hemingway that I haven't read, and it's a novel that he wrote about green hills of Africa. And so far I haven't started yet. I just picked it up tonight. And also picked up another one by Steinbeck. But I'm going to, you know, as long as these books are available over here on these real good authors, I'm going to go ahead and read them. And I told you on the other side when I started the tape that I was going to give you a list of New Year's resolutions. And I guess here they are. One thing, as soon as possible this week, I'm going to investigate the educational opportunities that are available to me, which I'm saying I'm going to be doing for the last month or so, but I haven't done yet. But I will do them this week. And I will enroll in some sort of program. They have a University of Maryland right here on Long Bend Post that one go to, you know, like night classes and everything. Plus, of course, USAFI correspondence courses. But the first thing I'm going to do this week is write a letter to DA and et cetera, and get started in this thing. And that's the first resolution. I'm going to improve my mind. And on spare moments when I'm not studying and when I've got nothing better to do, I'll be reading good books, you know, books that are really educational, not Satan's Cult or any of these other porno books or anything else. I'm going to really read something to improve my mind. And that's the first resolution. Second resolution is I'm going to quit smoking. And I will not smoke any cigarettes in 1971. And since it's 1971, that means I'm not smoking any more cigarettes. And third thing is that I'm going to start improving my body. And we have a handball court right here in the Battalion area. And also, I went down to the PX today. I also bought a pair of shorts. They're actually Bermuda shorts, but that's all they had. But I'm going to be running some, and there's also a weight room in the area. So I'm gonna work on some weights and run, get some exercise, play handball once in a while, and do everything. But I'm gonna keep myself real busy. When I'm not working, I got these 2 days off. I'm gonna either working on my model, reading, doing correspondence courses, or studying, or getting out and getting physical exercise. Yeah, the way I have it set up so far, I'm gonna be working weights every other day that I can. When I'm working, I can't do it because I work a 24-hour shift. But trying to find some sort of information somewhere on programs, physical fitness programs and so forth, a system. Anyway, I'm going to start lifting weights. And then on the opposite days that I'm not lifting weights, I'm going to run. And whenever I feel in a good mood, I'll go to play handball, whether it's on opposite or even days, whatever. But so I'm going to try to get myself in good shape and get myself back down to 140. And then from there, any weight that I put on will be muscular weight instead of belly weight. So this 10 pounds I've gained since I've been married has definitely not been muscular weight. It's been all that good Italian food. And so I'm going to put myself in a position where I can eat and put on muscles instead of fat. Anyway, that's the plan I've got set up for myself. And that's going to be the new me. I hope there's some sort of change when the next time you see me, but we'll find out. But that's the plan, the way it is now. I'd be interested in hearing what some of your New Year's resolutions are. So, I don't know. Now, all of a sudden, I've run out of things to say. Here it is, 20 minutes after midnight, and I've got one side of the tape filled and almost half of this second side, and I've run out of things to say. I've already bored you with money problems, which are really problems. I've already told you what I'm going to do in the coming year as far as New Year's resolutions. And, well, I don't know. That's just about it. But, another thing. I don't know what's in the fourth package that I'll be receiving, but I've had two packages of cheese and one package of breadboard with cheese. And I will be writing writing the Alessis a letter and thanking them for the Christmas presents. I've already written my folks a letter thanking them for that big hunk of Tillamook cheese and the raincoat. And I got another surprise today. My sister wrote me a letter, and even a three-page one, and it's completely untypical style of writing for her, and maybe she's, I don't know what the change is, but it was actually very pleasing. So I'm going to have to start writing some answers and some thank yous for Christmas. And when I get your presents, Jenny, I'll thank you too. Don't worry. I'll thank you. And, boy, that dried that subject up real quick. You know, these tapes, they seem to be getting longer and longer every time you make one. But I'm going to go ahead and stop it right now just to think a little bit. And in the meantime, I'm going to run it back a few meters there and play it and see how my voice quality is and et cetera, et cetera. So I'll be back with you in a few seconds here. I just noticed that when I ran it back here, that music in the background is actually pretty loud, but rest assured, this is a brand new tape that is not static, that is actually music that is playing right now on Armed Forces Radio Vietnam. And are you impressed? Anyway, I have a request, and it's, you know, I don't know if it can be fulfilled or not, because the question is, the next time you see the doctor, Jenny, I need to get the most accurate guess that he can come up with on when our baby is going to be born, so that I can plan my leave and hope for the best of getting there during the period of time that it's going to get born. I really, really want to be there, and what's going to happen, I just sure it is I'm going to miss it one way or another. When I get there, it'll already be born, or I'm going to leave but just before it's born. But I really want to be there, so if you can get the doctor to give the most accurate guess that he can possibly come up with, and then I'll apply for the leave and hope for the best. Maybe the good Lord will help us along there. And that'll kind of break it up. That'll be leave at 4 months, R&R at 8 months, then that'll be a little 4 month stretches instead of a whole year stretch, which will be a little bit better anyway. So all I can ask is that keep me posted on what's going on, you know, what color the grass is and how the swimming pool's doing and how the car's running and how their Chevrolet's running and what's going on with Jim and Fred and how's the knot boards doing and how's your dad doing and everything. I don't know if you listen to these tapes before you let your folks listen to them or not, but this one here is not real juicy or anything like that, but I am making the tape to you. I'm not making it to your whole family like the other tapes were. And I just prefer it this way. And you're the part of me that I want to talk to, and the part of me that I really miss, and the part of me that I love so much. And I just kind of like to, you know, talk to you directly. I feel kind of bad about writing those tapes to everybody, you know, really, when I was wanting all along to say the things I said to you and let you tell your folks what I had to say instead of me actually doing it. But of course, I don't mind if they listen to the tape or not. It's not that. It's just the fact that I'm making this tape to you. And I just want to tell you how much I love you. There's no way I can tell you that how much I love you. You just kind of got to imagine it, because it's so great. It's even too much for me to imagine. I got just as good an imagination as anyone. But I don't know. It's really hard to take. And I'm sitting here in my room now, and I got 3 fans going, and a radio going, and a tape recorder going, and my roommate's sacked out, and I'm just crying for you. And here it is, the new year, and I'm not there to kiss you and to put my arms around you and hug you and feel your warmth and feel your love and make love to you. I'm not there to do that. And only thing I've got is the memories of the past and the hopes of the future and the thoughts I have at this time and just what we could be doing. They're all pleasant. They're all pleasant. Nothing unpleasant has ever happened to me since I've been married to you. A little bitty things now and then, but it's been worth it. It really has. And I just can't tell you how much that I miss you, and how much more that I love you than ever before. Each day I think about you, and right now I'm looking at your picture, and you know, a picture on one side that says Dale, I love you, and signed Jenny. And it's just talking to you, even though I'm only talking, I'm not listening, and looking at your picture and thinking about how it was when we were together, it just does my heart good, and I just love you. I just love you so much, and just don't ever forget it, really. And things will be better. I just like to think that this tour, I think I've said this before in a letter or something, but it's really the way I believe, and I think this tour of what good it's doing or not, I don't know, but I just hope it's for the better. You know, this year of suffering, being away from you, will be made up for because I've done this in one way or another, maybe to make the world safer for the rest of our lives or what, I don't know. It's kind of a lot to hope for as far as making the world safer, but I hope and I feel, and I strongly believe that it's strengthening our relationship with each other. I just can't tell you enough on how much I love you. I really do. And I got you in my arms right now, and I'm gonna kiss you and kind of talk in your ear a little bit and breathe a little bit, and you're gonna giggle, and I'm gonna put my arms around you and get real close and rub your back a little bit, you know. And better stop. I'm getting all kinds of funny feelings, but I don't know that's just the way I feel, and it should be indestructible, our love for each other. So I don't know. I think I'll get back to something else again and kind of get off that. We're starting to get me all messed up here. But my tape looks like I only got about a minute left anyway. These tapes really are long, you know. Here I am. I've been talking almost a straight half an hour. It looks like it's maybe 10 minutes on the other side I talked, or the other side of 12 it is. I started an hour ago. But I don't know how long these tapes last. They run about 20 minutes on the side, I guess. But we're getting pretty close to the end now, so I'm going to start saying my goodbyes, and I love you. I love you very much. And I'll see you soon, and I'll be writing you soon. And I hope you get my letters and my love. I just love you very much. Okay, and goodbye.